This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A man is injured following a shooting at Rockdundo, St. Michael. Hartley Reid, the DLP member who filed a no-confidence motion against the party's president, general secretary and executive council, takes major issue with how the matter is being handled. He insists you cannot be judge and jury in your own trial. Two leading political analysts think he has a point. The DLP general secretary again insists further steps have to be taken before a decision is made on the motion. Ahead of today's media launch of Cropova 2024, band leaders report preparations are going well, with several sections of some bands already sold out, and the QEH gets a donation of more than $200,000 in equipment from the Chinese government. Good evening, I am Crystal J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. A man has been injured in a shooting at Rockdundo, St. Michael, in which a stray bullet struck a nearby business place. Initial reports indicated it was a robbery due to the heavy police presence at the business place. However, Starcom Network News subsequently learned that it was an encounter between two men in which one individual fired on the other man, hitting him in the leg. A stray bullet struck the show window of the nearby Savings Plus supermarket at Rockdundo, St. Michael. The man who filed a no-confidence motion against the Democratic Labour Party's president, general secretary and executive council is taking major issue with how the matter is being handled. Longtime DLP member Hartley Reid strongly objects to the parties who are the target of the motion being the ones to review it. Last night, the DLP executive council met to discuss the no-confidence motion, and afterwards, the general secretary, Steve Blackett, told journalists that the motion contains several discrepancies and that a further investigation has to be undertaken before a final decision is made. According to Mr. Blackett, some of the people whose names were attached to the petition are not members of the DLP, while others said they did not know their names were included. Mr. Reid tells Starcom Network News that he is yet to get an official word from Mr. Blackett on the motion, but dismisses some of the general secretary's statements as, quote, nonsense.
I am awaiting word from the general secretary. Suffice to say that if I, Hartley Reid, financial member of the Democratic Labour Party, submitted a resolution of no confidence against the president, general secretary, and by extension, the executive member committee, I do not know how the complainant, how the person that I complained for could sit and make judgment on my complaint. There is no party, not even in Russia, can that happen. The nonsense that I am hearing that is purported to be said by the general secretary, I am waiting for official word. I am still awaiting word from my general secretary of the Democratic Labour Party.
Mr. Reid insists that the motion must be placed before the grievance or disciplinary committee of the party.
The constitution of the Democratic Labour Party calls for the establishment of a grievance committee and a disciplinary committee to hear all grievances and decide on discipline. I tell you what the constitution of my party says. And anything outside of that, well, I want to know how it's going to be carried. I am waiting for a word as to when it will be go before the disciplinary committee or the grievance committee. They have something in the courts of might in this country called natural justice. It's simple as that. It's natural justice. An accused cannot be the judge, jury, and executor in his own case.
DLP member Hartley Reid. Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines believes Mr. Reid may have a point.
I do not know the details of how the procedures inside of the Democratic Labour Party work, but it is unusual for persons who are the subject of a matter to be the ones addressing the matter. So it looks a bit unusual to me. I would expect that for fairness, some other group of members would be the ones evaluating the no-confidence motion.
Devron Bruce, another political scientist, has a similar view.
I can see the point that is being raised regarding the fact that you are, in essence, raising a concern with a set of individuals who now have to make a determination on your concern. I can certainly see the concerns regarding natural justice. But the question becomes, what other organs does the party have as it relates to dealing dealing with issues rather than they come up. So are there disciplinary bodies, for instance? What does the Constitution say, for instance, as it relates to this approach?
Political scientist Devron Bruce. When contacted today, DLP General Secretary Steve Blackett was reluctant to go beyond the statements issued last night.
What I said last night, I am not going beyond that. Just what I said, I want to leave it right there. And I am not prepared to make any other comment regarding that situation. What I said last night was the narrative from the Executive Council of the party, and it is right there that I will leave it. There are going to be subsequent interventions by other organs of the party, and I don't want to interfere or prejudice those particular circumstances. So I just want to leave it just where it is. If I say anything more, is going to interfere with the processes within the party.
DLP General Secretary Steve Blackett. Ahead of this evening's media launch of Cropover 2024, Kadumont band leaders have been gearing up for the festival and report preparations are going well. President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Jason Thompson, tells Starcom Network News some bands have already launched and sales are going well so far. He said sections in some bands are already sold out.
We are very prepared and very excited about Cropover this year. Bands have launched already and sales are going really well for those who have launched. Many of them have sold out on lots of their sections within a week and 2 weeks after they have launched. So it seems that the Masqueraders are also ready for the Cropover season. Those who haven't launched as yet have their rolled out dates and are getting ready to launch very soon. And we are hopeful that their sales will go similarly.
Mr. Thompson wants a safe and secure route for Kadumont.
One of our high expectations is to have an incident-free and an extremely secured route and high standards as it relates to the security of masqueraders within bands. So we're expecting for our security forces to work very closely with the masqueraders and the band leaders to ensure that we have an extremely safe and secure road jump.
President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Jason Thompson. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital has received over $200,000 in medical equipment from the Chinese government to boost operations at the facility. The 6th China medical team handed over the donation in ceremony held in the QEH's boardroom today. Chinese Ambassador Yan Zusheng believes the new equipment, which includes protective gear, will be helpful.
The total value of the two benches of medical equipment and materials presented to QH is more than $135,000. I believe that the above-mentioned medical equipment and materials will further improve the medical conditions of QH and benefit Barbadian people, further enhance the bilateral cooperation in healthcare and further strengthen the friendship between the people of China and Barbados.
Chinese Ambassador Yan Zusheng, Chief Operations Officer of the QEH, Dr. Christine Greenidge, explained that they have also been able to benefit from the expertise of the Chinese team.
We are currently so proud of the 6th Chinese medical team, and they're here sharing just that clinical expertise, helping us to better enhance clinical outcomes, and most importantly, interchange relationships of knowledge of research that we are now applying to the bedside and with the hope of enhancing clinical outcomes.
Chief Operations Officer with the QEH, Dr. Christine Greenidge. 7 children have died in 4 days from a bacterial infection at Trinidad's Port of Spain General Hospital. Trinidad's health authorities said that outbreak occurred at the neonatal intensive care unit of the hospital. A release from the country's Northwest Regional Health Authority responsible for the hospital's management stated that the children died from late-onset neonatal sepsis, a condition known for its rapid onset and potentially devastating consequences. All the victims were children born at less than 32 weeks old and required intensive care support. Recapping the headlines. A man is injured following a shooting at Rockdundo, St. Michael. Hartley Reid, the DLP member who filed a no-confidence motion against the party's president, general secretary and executive council, takes major issue with how the matter is being handled. He insists you cannot be judge and jury in your own trial. Two leading political analysts think he has a point. The DLP General Secretary again insists further steps have to be taken before a decision is made on the motion. Ahead of today's media launch of Cropova 2024, band leaders report preparations are going well, with several sections of some bands already sold out, and the QEH receives a donation of more than $200,000 in equipment from the Chinese government. That was the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good evening.